Not much. I think you've covered most of it, but let me just say that there is a lot of history behind the interpretation of whether states have derivative rights or primary rights, freestanding rights in the context of right to development. And I take you back to 1990 when the book People's Rights was published under the editorship of Philip Alston. There's an exchange between Philip Alston and Anne Orford on how do we interpret the Article 2, Paragraph 3. States have the right to formulate appropriate national development policies. It is very risky to say that it's a freestanding right or a primary right or to interpret this provision that way, because states were using this right against their own citizens. They were using this language to say that we have the right, and it was exercised against the citizens, and that's the reason why the whole concept of understanding that this right is a right that states have on behalf of their people as against the international community or as against other countries who are in a position to impede the realization of their human rights. This is not a right that can be exercised by a state against their own populations. But in any case, I think we should take up the request to develop more on this topic. And as I pointed out, there is already a lot discussed on this, but probably in the context of right to development, we'll be very happy to elaborate a study.
I'd like to just